age is just a number, but we spend most of our lives wishing to accelerate it or cut it off at the thighs. I remember the mystery, the romance as a kid, thinking of leaving my youngness behind, imagining the ease, the attitude, the self-assuredness that seems to only come with time. Verse 13. Teenagers could cuss and cruise and date, go to Sonic after Friday night football in Panama City for spring break, texting crushes way past bedtime, faces covered in drugstore paint. Then 16, fast freedom. First taste of the real world outside of hometown Edens, never going anywhere but dreaming of one day leaving. Then 18, practically grown up, right? If I wanted a piercing or a tattoo, it was my waiver to sign. All choices would be my own as I vote or smoke Lucky Strikes. Then, of course, 21. Romanticizing a confetti-soaked floor, a blushed buzz from a Cosmo, sangria on a summer porch, living storylines of party songs, dancing far from being a bore. After that, my foot came off the gas, not hoping to stall, but not wanting to rush past any more seconds I wouldn't get back. Your 20s are the most fun, they sell to us in magazines. So I want to be here, grounded, feeling everything. Now I'm inching towards 30, and my friends and I seem worried, questioning if they were right. What if our best years are behind? On girls' nights, we reconsider a third glass of wine because we know it'll hurt in the morning. 5 years ago, that would have never crossed our minds as we'd giggle and keep pouring. We compare our preventative Botox lines, talk shit on our partner's habits. We spend our money on bridesmaids' dresses, vacation days, and taxes. We reminisce on Broadway nights where we dance up by the DJ and wonder how we got away with so much charm-drunk leeway. As I write this, it's my best friend's birthday. She has 30 candles on a gluten-free cake. While at approach, she called me crying, worried her youth had slipped away. As her plea to stay young forever was explained, I listened, full well feeling just the same, but knowing I had to say something to ease the pain. You're not growing up. You're just growing. Slipped from my eager-to-ease lips, and it stuck with me ever since. Growing means we have been planted well, withstood storms and weathered hail. All these years being nurtured and watered through every season, we haven't faltered. Our roots are deep and healthy and sturdy, enduring our patient parts being hurried, holding us down when winds of change fly, while letting us tiptoe our way to the sky. So as we prune ourselves back to preserve time from showing, we are not growing up. We are just growing.